help you?
Hello, my name is Baram Sadeghi. I'm calling from Holland, from Amsterdam. Is this NSA? Okay, a couple of days ago I received an email and by mistake I deleted that email permanently. Okay. I went to a specialized computer shop in Amsterdam to redo my mistake and get the email back. And they said they couldn't help me, but they said maybe your organization, since you are, have a powerful and trustworthy governmental organization and you keep track of a lot of emails and internet data, maybe you could help me?
Okay, this is something that we wouldn't actually be able to help you with. Who is your email, like who hosts your email? That's probably who you need to contact.
So you don't keep track of emails of people?
We're not going to be able to retrieve something that you deleted. That's not what we do. Yeah.
I see.
But do you mind if I just take down some information from you?
Yeah,
for our records,
maybe.
Since you're home?
Yeah.
Okay, and your first name again?
By the way, maybe I have to add this piece of information because the people from the internet shop, they said that since I'm born in Iran, you know, or Iran, as you probably pronounce it, but I live in Amsterdam for 26 years, and I have some of my friends work in the media, I travel a lot. They said maybe I am a kind of person of interest for NSA.
Well, that's not something I can help you with here. Like I said, you would probably want to contact whoever hosts your email to have them pull up whatever you delete.
I have a Gmail. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, so you would probably want to contact Gmail.
You don't work with Gmail? Or Google in general? Together?
This is not something that we'd be able to assist you with.
Oh, maybe... I should rephrase my question. You don't work together in cooperation with Google?
Well, I don't know, sir. I just hear and I take phone calls. If you mind if I just get some contact information for you?
Yeah.
Okay, and your first name?
Excuse me, ma'am. One more piece of information, maybe. Do you have any idea whether you have like a sister organization in Holland or in Europe? You know, like NSA from Holland, and strong and trustfully sister organization in Holland, who can help me?
No, sir. So,
could you please transfer me to someone who can maybe answer my question?
Can you hold on a moment for me?
Thank you very much, ma'am.
I think somebody's playing a terrible joke on you. That's not true. I don't know why they told you that other than to play a joke on you.
So you don't take keep track of email and internet data?
Not the way you're saying. Okay? I'm going to hang up now.
Oh, but
can I help you? Thank you very much.
Ma'am.
Bye.
Ma'am, excuse me.
eyes and watch the fun materialize as you sing this little song. My mother told me if I was naughty that she would find me a rubber dolly. My auntie told her I kissed a soldier. Now she won't find me a rubber dolly. 369, the goose drank wine, the monkey chewed it back on the streetcar line.
So what I wanted to see is if you could give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
I thank you, and just for you, Director Clapper, again on the surveillance front, and I hope we can do this in just a yes or no answer, because I know Senator Feinstein wants to move on. Last summer, the NSA director was at a conference, and he was asked a question about the NSA surveillance of Americans. He replied, and I quote here, "The story that we have millions or hundreds of millions of dossiers on people is completely false." The reason I'm asking the question is, having served on the committee now for a dozen years, I don't really know what a dossier is in this context. So what I wanted to see is if you could give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
Is there additional information he is prepared to leak to bolster his and your claim that he is actually a whistleblower and not a criminal responsible for espionage?
Sure. I think the key definition of whistleblower is somebody who brings to light what political officials do in the dark that is either deceitful or illegal. And in this case, there's a New York Times article that describes that one of the revelations that he enabled, that we reported, is that the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, went before the U.S. Congress and lied outright when asked whether or not the NSA is collecting any form of data on millions of Americans. His response, Director Clapper's response, was, "No, sir." As the New York Times said today, even Clapper has had to say that that statement was absolutely false. And the very first conversation I ever had with Mr. Snowden, he showed me the folder in which he had placed the documents and labeled it NSA lying to Congress, that proved, as we reported, that the NSA is bulk collecting the phone records of millions of Americans indiscriminately, exactly what Clapper denied to the Congress was being done. As for illegality, the New York Times also said today that the bulk spying program exceeds the Patriot Act, and there's a FISA court opinion that says that the U.S. government, that the NSA, engaged in unconstitutional and illegal spying on American citizens. That court opinion is secret, but he showed me documents discussing internally in the NSA what that court ruling is, and that should absolutely be public.
The president today strongly defended not one but two secret surveillance programs designed to track our phone calls and almost everything we do online. Our emails, our photos, our videos, which websites we visit, and so much more. The president in California's Silicon Valley today to meet with China's president said that keeping our country safe requires modest encroachments on privacy.
My assessment and my team's assessment was that they help us prevent terrorist attacks.
This is a dragnet. It's an overreach, and we've got to find out why this is justified simply because the NSA wants to do some data mining.
Well, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, last night defended the tracking as entirely legal. He added that the goal is to build up intelligence on people outside the United States, not on American citizens or anybody living in the United States. This was after the Washington Post newspaper reported that the feds had coordinated with several internet giants, nine of them, to comb through our photos, our emails, and other web activity. Huge names, Google, Facebook, Apple, Microsoft. The program's code name here, PRISM. The Washington Post reports the feds have conducted this search for roughly 6 years. One intelligence officer told the newspaper, quote, they quite literally can watch your ideas form as you type. Within hours after that, those companies started to respond. Part of Google's statement reads, Google does not have a back door for the government to access private user data. Facebook responded, we do not provide any government organization with direct access to Facebook servers. And this from Microsoft. If the government has a broader voluntary national security program to gather customer data, we don't participate in it. Doug McElwain's at the White House for us this afternoon. It appears another high-ranking official has made some more conflicting comments, Doug.
That's right, Shep. You just mentioned the statement last night of Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, who said that the entire purpose of this operation was to collect intelligence on people living outside the United States. But listen to his testimony from a congressional hearing last March when he presented a very different picture when asked directly about this kind of data mining.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
The president added this morning that the NSA has only been collecting metadata, which in effect means data about data, and he tried to reassure the American public that we are not being spied upon. Here's the president.
So I want to be very clear. Some of the hype that we've been hearing over the last day or so, nobody's listening to the content of people's phone calls. This program, by the way, is fully overseen not just by Congress, but by the FISA court.
The president added it is entirely consistent with the Constitution. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky completely disagrees. In a statement last night, he said, just when you think it can't get any worse under this president, it does. This is an all-out assault on the Constitution. And one constitutional scholar says we should be very concerned about this kind of data mining.
First of all, the notion that these programs are modest is rather laughable. I mean, what the government is creating are massive data banks that will effectively make transparent the communications and activities of citizens, citizens who are not charged with any crime.
Turley says that even metadata contains vast amounts of personal information, Shep.
The irony is dripping everywhere as we spell out that the president is meeting with the Chinese president tomorrow. I mean, at least the Chinese admit that they spy on everything their people do. They admit it. Who's better? I mean, we do it and lie about it. At least they're upfront about it.
Steve. for all the cool clap hands. Clap hands. Clap hands. Clap hands.
Yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
All right. Clap on! Clap off!
I responded in what I thought was the most truthful or least untruthful manner.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
What I'm saying is that the Director of National Intelligence in March did directly lie to Congress, which is against the law. He said that they were not collecting any data on American citizens.
You're talking about James Clapper.
And it turns out they're collecting billions of data on phone calls every day. So it was a lie. What I'm saying is that by lying to Congress, which is against the law, he severely damaged the credibility of the entire intelligence committee. Now, community.
What
now,
should be
not-
done about that? I know that Mr. Clapper went on another network and said that his response, and I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Senator Ron Wyden's question about data collection on millions of Americans. That's when Mr. Clapper gave that response. He went on the Andrea Mitchell program and said it was the least untruthful answer he could give. I'm guessing here that you're saying that that's not satisfactory for you.
Hello, good morning. Is this NSA?
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. You know, about a week ago, I called your agency because I had lost an email, and I asked whether you could help me to retrieve that email. And after I told a couple of my friends about my conversation with your organization, most of them were concerned that from now on, you might be more than interested, you know, I'm making a air quote, in my whereabouts. What do you think about that? Those concerns? Do I really have to be afraid because I have called you?
What's your name, sir?
Is it necessary to give you my name?
Yes, because you're calling, you're asking for information.
Okay, I understand. And if I give you my name, you give me your name too?
Sir, what's your name?
Okay, my name is Bahram, and my last name is Sadeghi. I'm calling from Amsterdam, Holland.
All right, sir, what you're speaking of, NSA is not involved in.
No, ma'am.
I'm
only one question. Do I have to be afraid that from now on you are checking my telephone number or my...
Which you're speaking of, NSA is not involved in. Have a good day.
So you are not...
Do you need the public affairs office?
Yes, please.
Yes, one moment, please. Hold on, sir. Hold on.
We're not involved in those kind of activities, sir.
So you are not tracking me down? Or this telephone number?
No, sir. You have no reason to be afraid. That's not what we're involved in.
I just wonder whether you could give me the reassurance for me and for my friends, especially my girlfriend.
Sir, I've already told you that. I'm not going to repeat myself. So I hope you have a good day.
Sir, a couple of hours ago, I called your organization and asked whether I would be worried about my safety. And the last of your colleagues I spoke to, he assured me that I had nothing to be worried about. So that's...
And that continues to be the case.
Yeah, that's very nice to hear. But then now I'm thinking, how could he give me the assurance since we haven't exchanged any concrete contact information?
I'm sure we've documented your name as you've reported it to us previously.
But it's an Iranian name. It's not a common Western name. So maybe I should give you my name and my telephone number. Or do you have my telephone number already?
I have the phone number in front of me. You call me from the Skype number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I have that in front of me.
Should I give you my correct spelling of my name? Just in case, you know?
I'll take your name down.
You know, because because I travel a lot to United States, and I don't want any harassment at airports, you know? I just want to be sure.
Sir, that has nothing to do with it. You're calling me, and I'll take your name down if you'd like.
So it's Bahram Sadeghi.
Okay.
Okay, so I can tell my friends, my girlfriend especially, nothing to be worried about.
You can tell whoever you want.
Okay.
Right. Have a good day, sir.
But one more question.